"Professor Pierre Aronnax?" he said to me. "The same," I replied. "Commander Farragut?" "In person. Welcome aboard, Professor. Your cabin is waiting for you." I bowed, and letting the commander attend to getting under way, I was taken to the cabin that had been set aside for me. The Abraham Lincoln had been perfectly chosen and fitted out for its new assignment. It was a high-speed frigate furnished with superheating equipment that allowed the tension of its steam to build to 7 atmospheres. Under this pressure, the Abraham Lincoln reached an average speed of 18.3 miles per hour, a considerable speed, but still not enough to cope with our gigantic cetacean. The frigate's interior accommodations complemented its nautical virtues. I was well satisfied with my cabin, which was located in the stern and opened onto the officers' mess. "We'll be quite comfortable here," I told Conseil. "With all due respect to the master," Conseil replied, "as comfortable as a hermit crab inside the shell of a whelk."